This story breaking last night. New York City Mayor Eric Adams indicted by a federal grand jury. Investigative reporter Josh Margolin joining us live on WBEN. Josh, this story getting a lot of headlines, but there's little information. What do you know?
Well, there is little information, and that's going to change in the next few hours. We do know that in the last few minutes, federal agents have arrived at Gracie Mansion, the official residence of the New York City mayor on the Upper East Side. They delivered a summons to the mayor. It is the first official notification that he has been indicted by a federal grand jury. And then later this morning, we're expecting that the U.S. attorney in Manhattan is going to announce the charges, that the court will unseal them, and we will see exactly what the mayor has now been charged with.
It's a lot of secrecy, and a lot of people really are just speculating on this. But are there any clues as to what this investigation might be, or when this is unsealed, will it just be news to everybody?
It's a little bit of both. There's secrecy because the secrecy is the normal thing that charges handed up by the grand jury tend to be secret until they're unsealed. It just so happens that usually the lawyers for the defendant, especially in a white-collar case like this, will be notified, and that's what really happened last night. But there's a bunch of little breadcrumbs that have been out there. The mayor's administration is a first-term mayor. His administration has been at the center of a swirl of different potentially connected corruption investigations. The police commissioner has resigned after he had his phones seized by federal agents. We have the deputy mayor for public safety. We have the city schools chancellor. These are people that have all been at the center of this swirl. The earliest signs about something going on with the mayor was when the FBI took the mayor's phones in a very aggressive and kind of public move. They met up with him outside a political event. They sat with him in his official SUV, and they took the phones away. At that point, they were not talking about what the investigation was, but it soon became clear that the investigation at least started as a possible sort of influence trading, influence peddling kind of thing, that the Turkish government, in return for certain favors or benefits, might be getting certain benefits from city government. That was the broad stroke. But we also are well aware, as in all of these white-collar corruption types of cases, we don't know what has now been learned by the FBI. Were there cooperators? Did they give them other information? We've heard that there have been accusations about episodes or issues arising out of nightclub enforcement. That's a very big deal in New York City, and there's a whole team of people that handle that. And are there merchants and nightclub owners that might have made payoffs? All of this is speculation, as you say.
And this will be unsealed in a few hours?
Yes, this morning. In fact, it's understood that the reason why the mayor last night came out so aggressively to get ahead of the news was because he and his lawyers knew that this morning the U.S. attorney was going to reveal these things. So it's a standard, you know, PR press kind of move in politics that the politician in the center of the scandal will try to get ahead of it.
Interesting stuff. Hey, Josh, thank you. Josh Margolin joining us live with the latest on New York City Mayor Eric Adams.